Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
A stinky OTEV competition leads to an even stinkier eviction. With the house divided, who will sniff the sweet smell of victory this week? We'll find out soon enough. Plus, what did Julie say was the biggest moment in the history of the game? First, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
You gotta rip the guitar.
Yeah. I don't even know how to do that.
I'll stay skinny because we're just lonely.
Wait,
can't
you actually really sound very, very good.
Really? Funny. Yeah, that was a really good impression.
Wow, do it again.
No, I can't. One and done.
What?
We just won't eat.
Thank you.
Oh,
that made my nipples hard.
Yeah.
What Morgan gets for sitting next to me.
Yeah, getting nipples hard all over the place.
Hey.
Good evening. I am Bryce McClay. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show. We're going to take like a Rachel Maddow type deep dive into Big Brother this evening.
Yes, can't
wait. But first, let me introduce my housemates, Charles Connolly and Morgan Millett.
I know. Yeah. Hello, I'm Charles Connolly, and I am one of the housemates here.
I'm glad you know that you are.
Thank you. And I'm on this side now. You're usually used to seeing me over there, but there's somebody much prettier over there.
I am actually Charles, and you're me tonight.
Oh, in my dreams.
Stop. What's up, guys? It's Morgan Millett. I'm not in my normal spot.
I know.
I'm having
so
separation
far away
anxiety
from
with Bryce.
It's done. I'm the new Bryce now.
We're a throuple, actually.
It's my show.
It's just me and the boys tonight. We have literally so much to talk about.
Yes. Yeah, we really do. We are guestless this evening, but Morgan has some very exciting people coming up.
We do. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, people are busy. I'll just go ahead and say, we're going to have Tiffany on tonight, but she is starting law school. And,
Tiffany Russo.
From, 17. Right?
Law school.
18,
I think. No, 17. Eight. No, 18?
17.
16? 14?
I don't know.
No, 18.
18?
Vanessa was 17.
Okay, I'm getting the sisters.
We're really
good. Anyways,
we're
guys.
We're super fans, you guys.
Roast us in the chat.
Yeah, you know we're getting comments about that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's in law school, couldn't join us. But next week, we will have someone in studio.
Woo!
Not going to tell you yet.
Okay, once again, we are covering tonight's episode. So if you are on the West Coast, please leave for like an hour. Go like bake a cake or learn how to whittle.
Or really stay for the thrill of it.
Yeah. Live dangerously.
Yeah.
Live spoiler alert dangerously.
Yeah.
But as we mentioned at the top of the show, host Julie Chen announced the biggest moment in the history of the game. We'll tell you what it was. So stay with us.
Ooh.
I think you guys know this. So,
I'm going to pretend like I don't for dramatic effect.
All right, let's start off with Haley won HOH last week. Mm-hmm. She nominated Angela and Casey for eviction. Casey becomes the final hacker of the season. As we talked about last week with Alex Bullitt, it all came down to the hacker. Basically, mm-hmm. the only person Haley could keep safe this week was herself. Do you guys think the hacker power? Now the hacker power is over.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think of it? Are you happy it's over? Did you like it? What are your thoughts?
At first I liked it, but after seeing this week, I am kind of happy it's over, because what makes it like so interesting is whenever somebody becomes HOH is it's really hard to get somebody out of the house that's not on or that is on their side.
Mm-hmm.
And this hacker app, I think, just proved that if you win the hacker, I think it's just a little bit too much power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun while it lasted, but I'm glad it only lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy that it is over with.
Yeah.
To me, it was just pointless. Like, why have an HOH competition? Literally, mm-hmm. why? Why did we watch that? Why do we care who's in power? Because
right.
it doesn't matter with the hacker. So I'm very excited to see someone's HOH this week without any influence. Maybe we'll get to see Tyler's power app, and then all the power will be done, all the twists, and I'm very excited for that to happen.
And we will be revealing who won HOH. We do know from spoilers, but we're not going to reveal it right at the moment. I will say that I think that that the hacker twist only helps if you're aligned with the HOH. It would have been interesting to see, because both weeks we saw two people from opposite sides.
Align with the winner or align with the HOH?
If the hacker was aligned with the HOH, that's the only way that this would have worked. It would have been beneficial to whoever, to either side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was interesting that they did this when there is a house that's separated, like cut down the middle.
Yeah.
But I think that it would only, it would have been interesting to see if, like, you know, Haley, you know, Haley had won the HOH and then, like, Fessy won the hacker. That would have been... You know, then they would have actually been able to make some probably pretty substantial moves.
I think it would have been interesting to see a floater win the hacker. And by floater, I mean like Sam or JC win the hacker. Because they would intentionally blow up the game.
Right.
Sam would tell Tyler and then cry and accidentally tell everyone. But JC, I think, would have been the perfect one to win the hacker.
Yeah, because he probably could have kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, with him, I don't know, with JC, I just feel like he has been playing both sides, but I think he's very much loyal to level six.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'll be interesting this week, is he going to waver on that? But I think he's shown that he is more with them than he's done with the Hive, I think.
Okay.
So Casey became a hacker, she removes herself from the block and anonymously nominates Rockstar. Do you think that she exposed herself to the other side? Do you think people knew that she was the hacker, I mean, ultimately?
Or by nominating Rockstar?
Right away? Or do you think that she was being a little bit coy in that?
I think she was being coy. I don't think she exposed herself immediately, to be honest. I mean, it could have been anybody on that side. It could have been, it could have been Tyler. It could have been any of the Alliance. I don't think that she was being obvious about it. I mean, and Rockstar is the obvious choice to put back up. She's been a target for several weeks. So if it does come out, I mean, honestly, she's been on the block since like the 80s. So if it does come out that like this is the hacker, it's like, well, I mean, she's been a target. I'm not like going to target anybody else. It's the obvious choice. So.
Yeah, no, I think Casey did play it well. I think she's smart for telling the people she did, because it's just so much easier when you can bounce ideas off people. Right. And we saw that Haley, when she got it, didn't tell anyone and then self-imploded and did not make the decisions.
Told the whole house.
Yeah, but honestly, I think that even if you do have an alliance and you're secure, I still say don't tell anybody.
I
never let it see the light of day.
I would agree with that, but being in the house, you overanalyze every little thing, so it is nice to be like, is this a good idea or am I psycho? And so I can be like, no, that's not good. Like, I guarantee you, if Haley would have been like, this is my plan, they would have been like, don't do that.
Yeah.
So it is...
It does seem like you would have to toil over everything, and everything is the biggest deal in the world, and you probably can't handle not being able to say another, like, holding a secret for one more second at certain points when you're in the house.
But what's interesting about people not knowing about Casey is they really didn't show this in the episode, but I know Haley was talking about it, which is kind of smart that she noticed this. So she was saying she noticed the cameras were following Casey around after she won. So I think they did definitely have hints at it. Because she did notice that, and then apparently she was saying, like, she could hear Casey, like, stomping up and down, like, celebrating in the hacker. So, I don't know if they had very observant of Haley, if that is true.
Yeah, and you still don't like her.
No, I still think that whole side is an idiot, and I really want to, like...
one idiot.
They're just one giant single idiot.
They're like three kids in a trench coat.
Yes.
They are dumb.
Yeah. You and your analogies just stress me out.
I'm sorry. I'm trying some smart
comedy. I know.
Y'all
should have seen them on the IG Live before this.
It was like, really embarrassing. I like wrote all these like one-liner jokes. Morgan
was like, what are you doing?
So they obviously sucked, you guys. So just don't watch
that. Or am I just not... I'm not all there today. I don't know, guys.
I think it's probably the former. Anyway, then we saw arguably the most epic OTEV competition.
God.
Yeah.
And also the most difficult. I don't remember them having to play. Like, I was watching other OTEV competitions from years past, and I didn't see them having to, like, pull these multiple, like, first of all.
Yeah,
they
remember
two names.
Yes, remember two names, and they were also, like, in the form of medication, which is also not easy. I mean,
and they were also, like, complicated. It was like,
who knows what albuterol is? I mean, that's not
right.
You know.
Like, name the first and third house guest evicted with 9 or maybe 10 votes. It was like, okay, like, just run down and grab names, which is why, I mean, what happened?
Yeah.
Happened.
So OTEV was a skunk who was under the weather, and he tells the house guest to find multi-named tickets with fake medication on it to make him feel better. So the biggest thing, obviously, by far to come out of this is that Rockstar tells Tyler.
Can we get a collective sigh for Rockstar? Just, girl.
Well,
I mean, I get this was her eviction her notice. Second guessing herself, but don't say it out loud. Like, just think in your mind, you're already up there. You're not going to have time to go back down. Just shut your mouth.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and then she tries to, like, kind of like, make a deal. She's like, don't F with me, Tyler.
Don't
like,
evict
I saved
me.
You.
Don't
I'm like, girl, you're in way too deep. You're done. You screwed yourself.
So, what she did, explain this.
I love that.
So, right. Explain this. So, she got up there and she was like, Rachel and whatever. All I remember was her saying Rachel. But, like, it was somebody in Rachel, somebody in Rachel.
Caitlin
and then,
or something.
And Tyler was already out there, had his own ticket, and realized that he had the wrong ticket, so ran back down while Haley was still looking. It was
a mess.
It's interesting, too, and, like, Bryce, I don't know if you remember this from other OTEVs, but a lot of people on Twitter were questioning what are the rules. Like, a lot of people were like, well, once you're up there, you can't go back down. But it's funny that some people were like, well, they let Tyler go down, and, like,
really?
The rules
once
are that
you
have
there,
to stay. I don't know if that is the rules or not, but it is, if it was the rules in the past, it was very interesting that Tyler, once locked in, went back down there. I don't know.
I don't know if that was, well, first of all, the only thing that I, and this is neither here nor there really, but the only thing that I saw is I didn't think that he was actually on a stump yet. I think if for some reason,
maybe he was just standing.
Yeah, I think he was standing there. And I think if you're on a stump, I don't know. I don't think that
you lock in your answers.
I don't think you lock in your answers.
So maybe it's just you have until the last person comes.
I think if you're the last person up there, then you have the wrong answer.
Creeping
well,
on Reddit
listen,
too much.
The internet loves a conspiracy theory, and the conspiracy theory.
But that's not a bad theory.
Then I started
either.
Thinking
that,
about
that
it.
That makes sense.
Of course, and I was like, oh my God, production's rigging this. Yeah. And I'm like, Morgan, shut up, go to sleep.
Like, even in the chat, they're saying that the hacker app was made to protect Tyler, which I don't know how that works.
Well, while we're speaking of conspiracy theories, supposedly Vegas, the spoiler account, tweeted that Tyler was called into the DR and hinted that today was an endurance comp, which a lot of people are like, no, they didn't. Like, that's not true. But this account, which is usually pretty accurate, said that Tyler was talking about being called in the DR, and they hinted at an endurance comp to him. So him and Level 6 went to bed really early and got a bunch of rest.
But by the way, okay, this account, which is probably real, but it's very, like, dastardly. I mean, like, you have to sign an NDA when you work on Big Brother. You can't, like, this is like a big, like, they're very closed off. It is very secretive, the whole thing. So I don't know who's doing this. It's just like, I mean, I guess it for fans, it's whatever, but this is like a huge, like, slap in the face to production.
Who's working really hard.
But then somebody was saying, this is also me creeping too much on Reddit, somebody else is saying, well, this spoiler account is a way that CBS is creating more buzz. Because once this goes out, people go nuts. Yeah. And, like, it starts so much talk. So I don't know.
It is a conspiracy. That's a good conspiracy.
Watch, it's Julie.
It's Julie tweeting,
like,
in her
tweeting
bed.
Out, like, it's in Julie the middle tweeting. Of, like, commercial break. Like, oh, my God.
Dude, you know what I heard? Someone just told me in my IFB. I'm gonna, whatever. But I will say, I do think that this will haunt Rockstar for the rest of her time in the Big Brother house, which I do feel bad about, because she's going to just be, like, reliving that moment in her.
But did she actually think she was going to win?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I thought she was going to win.
No, I legit thought she was going to win, too.
Yes. Yes, actually.
I mean,
she was close. And, like, the whole slow-mo of her running, I was living for.
That was really fun.
I thought Rocky, it was her moment.
The Rocky moment. No. I think, I'm saying, like, did she actually think she was going to win Big Brother? Because
No way.
Because she said, I thought, like, I was going to make it far. Like, I think the veto will haunt her, but, like, losing Big Brother, I don't think it's going to haunt her.
No. I just think that was, like, such a clear mistake. And if her other alliance members go out, I think that she'll probably feel bad. Like, if Haley and Fessy, when they go.
And I will say, like, being in the house, you want to win one thing. Like, you don't want to leave that house being like, I did nothing.
It's kind of a big redemption story, too, because she has been on the block so much, and she has, you know, not won anything.
She's never been on the right side of the vote.
No, never.
The whole 53 whatever days. Never been on the right side of the vote.
Not once.
Poor Rockstar.
Well, so after Rockstar loses to Tyler, Fessy then calls his alliance the Bad News Bears, which is, I think, the first perceptive and, you know, lucrative thing that he said this entire game.
Yes. The one sensical thing.
Yeah,
he said.
Like, he actually made, he was the first accurate thing he's ever said. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was fitting. But They figured that Tyler was going to use the veto on Angela, and so Haley was kind of figuring out who she was going to go with, and she ended up choosing Casey, mm-hmm. going back on the block by mm-hmm. saying just that she had already nominated her. Do you guys think that was the right choice, or do you think that she... Because, see, I feel like she should be going after, like, Brett or someone, but she thinks that she's aligned with him, so...
Right.
I think it was a good choice.
They were fully convinced that Brett was working with them. Like, yeah. I was catching up on what they were saying and was mind blown that they were so willing to believe that he was this Lone Ranger.
The Mist.
And they were scooping him up. So, I mean, I think it makes sense. Her nominating Casey, less blood on her hands. Mm-hmm. I have a big issue. I mean, not a big issue because Casey is safe, but if I was Casey, I'd be like... No. Like, I'm not going back up there. Like, Angela yeah. can stay, and we can put her at risk. Yeah. Like,
I
you
agree.
Just never
I agree
go
with
voluntarily
that.
On the block, because you don't know what can happen.
Yeah. But do you think that she probably didn't care because they probably just convinced her that because Angela took Tyler off the block last
right.
week, that, I mean, that yeah. that's just the only thing that...
Yeah, Angela took one. Yeah, took one for the team, but did a solid for the
for
Alliance.
Tyler. I get that.
But I get your
still,
point.
I'm like
I don't
no.
think, I don't think Casey should be the one that's like...
Yeah, she should have been like, hey, I won the hacker comp. Like, I'm contributing this
yes.
week.
Right,
don't
like,
put
I'm
me
helping
at risk.
You guys out. We have the numbers, so Angela can stay.
Yeah,
that would
and
be
I'll
me.
Cancel out a vote, and
I'm
I'll
selfish.
Do my part.
Okay, so I want to know what you guys thought about this speech that Tyler gave at the veto meeting. Because I, to me, thought that this exposed at least, I mean, which it ultimately, as we get into the eviction episode, it ultimately did expose his alliance with Angela and Casey. I just wanted to know what you guys, like, I think... I mean, was that stupid? Do you think that he shouldn't have been so forthright in his Angela is solid, blah, 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 I've got to do this, I've got to screw you over, Haley, whatever?
I don't think so. I think this is, it's kind of become a trend, honestly, with all these house guests, is like, who can have the better speech? Like, as yeah. we saw, Rockstar wanted a good speech because Brett had a good one, yeah. and then Tyler had to give one, and Angela wants to give one, so... I don't think he exposed too much. Clearly, like, we still see Falte, whatever, the Hive, and they still seem to have, like...
Is that their name?
The Hive?
The Hive.
What they... I think that's... Well, that's what they
like,
were so calling
like
themselves.
Bees, like bees?
Yeah, because
yeah,
remember it's Queen Bey.
Oh.
Yeah. R.I.P.
But they will be Falte forever.
Yeah,
in my
once
heart.
Again.
Oh, God. All their names are so bad.
Yeah.
I just think that Tyler's getting too comfortable, and he's letting his personal emotions coming into play here a little bit. You could see it last night. Mm-hmm. And I just can't reiterate enough why there's no reason why these people shouldn't be targeting him. Like, a single person, he's not good for one single person's game. He's won an HOH. He's won four vetoes, three in a row. What is it?
But also
three
with the vetoes, like a lot of times he's thrown them to
yeah.
other people. Like, we have to keep that in mind. He could have won all of these.
I think that. I mean, is that not a red flag?
I think he's connected one-on-one with so many people that so many one-on-one connections are preventing, like,
you sound like his mom.
Group.
No, I think
maybe.
His mom brought up a
yeah, really good
great
point.
Point. Like,
he's
a
really
genuine person. And when someone's genuine and you feel like you can trust him in that psycho house, you're willing
yeah.
to, like, be their ride or die.
Yeah.
And I think he's done such a good job of that.
Yeah, I think his campaigning and his social game has prevented people from wanting to stab him in the back.
Yeah.
Which is what people need to do if they want to get him. Like, they're going to have to really hurt his feelings if they're going to get him out. He's like, confided in Sam, in JC, in Casey, all of those people. He said, like, you're my person.
Right.
So,
I right.
think... You know who
yeah.
I think is going to be the first to flip on him is JC. I'm putting it out there right
ooh,
now. I think
right.
JC is the one to stab him
that.
In the back.
I think that Haley should team up with the other... with Angela and Casey somehow. That'll never happen. But I'm just saying,
ooh.
To get... To take him out, she... Who? Oh, Morgan.
Oh, sorry.
Morgan.
God, I'm out.
Speak. no. I just thought that would be so amazing, and no one would expect that.
Oh.
By the way, Angela had the biggest shit eating grin while Tyler was talking to her. Like, when she was like,
yeah.
Wait, like,
when
Angela,
was Tyler?
Angela, like, during the veto.
Oh, during
the veto competition. I was like,
she's like, I am a spoiled brat. I do get what I want.
Yeah. But what's funny is we didn't talk about this last
yeah.
week. When we went to the live show last week, we saw Robin Cass, who's a charge of casting, and she told us something interesting. She said that she was really excited to see the progression and evolution of Angela because in casting, this is how she was, where she is now. Before, when she was furniture or, like, not talking to anyone – That wasn't the Angela that they saw in casting. So this is really who
they
she
basically
is.
Yeah. said she was a giant bitch in yeah, casting, yeah. and they mm. are finally seeing her true colors, which is very interesting.
That's weird that it's coming out now. We've talked about this before. Why is the bitch coming out whenever the jury house is being formed? I don't understand.
Well, I think it's maybe because they get to a certain point, and you're mm-hmm. like, well, now we're in jury, so they're. I don't know, that means something to a lot of people. You know, there's money involved and...
But what's interesting is, I look at Angela and Brett, they have to know these people are voting for them if they get to the end. Do they honestly... Yeah. Do they want to win the game? Because I'm looking at their messages.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
Not very nice.
Brett has terrible jury management.
So yeah. does Angela. I think Angela's well, worse yeah. than Brett.
Angela is worse than Brett. Like, when Rachel was evicted, the first thing she said... What's wrong with Angela?
Yeah.
Like, get her get her checked out. Like,
yeah, don't seriously.
Get it. I don't get it either.
Well, I mean, I guess I was going to try to get this to later because we haven't really seen much of Brett this week. I guess we saw a little bit of him tonight. But I can't decide if he's playing a really good game or a really terrible game. Like, he is awful. He's not very strategic. I mean, I guess the thing with Haley, he's trying to infiltrate her and, like rub Fessy the wrong way, but has terrible jury management. He is like, you know, he blows up people's games. I don't know.
He hasn't won anything
but
yet.
But he's such a false target. Like, no one is looking at him because they're like, he's so ridiculous.
Well, and you said it a few weeks ago. You were like, Brett's a meat shield. Like,
yeah, no.
Yeah.
But what'll be interesting is I think Brett's doing awful for everyone outside of the house, but inside of the house, no one's catching on to him. And it'll be interesting this week. Will he still, because I mean, Rockstar knows that this was all fake, but the people mm-hmm. in the house still don't. So
that's a good point.
Will he still try and play up Haley and Faute, which I would assume he
yeah,
would.
He
so
should.
If he does, then I think he's playing a good game.
Yeah. yeah. The only people who know he's counterfeit are the Level 6 Alliance, because he's telling them. He's right. like, yeah. I got Rockstar to believe I'm Mr. and Mrs. Smith. She's such an idiot. She just never watched that movie, blah, blah,
but
blah.
But see, to me, that's smart. But I just think he's like, he's so bad at certain things, and he's been doing really well at other stuff. So I'm just, whatever. He's a conundrum.
I want to see Brad as HOH. That's really yeah. all I
well,
want.
Well, that'll never yeah. happen unless there's like a Soul Cycle competition or something.
or
I mean,
like
he's
a weightlifting.
Never gonna, yeah, yeah, he's not going to win anything. Okay, so... I think we can get to the eviction. Rockstar, we saw our...
Bye, Rockstar.
Peace out. A-Town. I want to discuss this vote, 5-1. I think this was one of the dumbest things that the house could do. I think there's no benefit in keeping Casey. I think no one is going to beat Rockstar in the end. I think Casey has a complete case to win over these people. Mm. I just don't understand... I mean, you know, Casey's smart. She's athletic. She's a lesbian. I don't know who wouldn't vote for her.
Right.
You know?
Honestly.
Well, she's not an underdog. And,
no.
Well, okay, so, like, I think
Are
that
you
Rock's...
crying? Is this
yeah,
okay for you?
Yeah, I'm getting emotional.
Okay, I just want to make sure you're all right.
He really
okay.
liked
we need
Rockstar.
Some, we might
I really
need some
did.
Kleenex
whenever, whenever Rockstar left the house, I was like, oh, I'm going to miss her.
yeah, you did say that.
I really did say that.
You did.
But honestly, like, I really agree with you, Brett.
I'm
Brett again.
Brett.
Thank
bro
you.
Bro Brett.
Thank you so
bro.
Much.
Bro. I really do agree it. With you, Bryce, because Rockstar at the very end, I think it was a little too late, but she was making some really good points when she was saying, Brett and I, we need to align. Nobody yeah. would expect this. If you're going to blow up a game, you need to do it now. You need to make some major shifts in the game because we're getting down to crunch time. And there, like you said, there's no benefit to keeping Casey. Like,
yeah.
make a game move at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was like 5 minutes too late.
Well, I just think this is a testament of how loyal Level 6 is to each other. Like,
right.
they are so, like, they are going to stick together to the end, which I can't just... I mean, I guess as of now, like, they've been steamrolling, so, yeah, don't bail on your other people mm-hmm. yet, but I think that's why, like, why
they
get rid
plan,
of Casey when that's such
to
a
it.
Solid core four,
right.
whereas
yeah.
Rockstar's just going to get in the way.
But I think that Rockstar was smart in being, like, choosing Brett out of the other alliance, because Brett, I think, is the most likely to flip something and do something crazy.
Yeah. Do something crazy.
I'm ready for it.
Ouch.
But
that song,
do something crazy.
How much
do
you sing Nickelback again?
I do too, but I can't hit that note.
Yeah,
again.
Wait. What? What is another song? Who cares? just like trying to get off topic again. But I mean, I guess what I was thinking is like, can you imagine like if Casey and Brett, the MAGA King, are in the final two together? Like that's terrifying. But who's gonna win? Mm-hmm. Casey's gonna win. There's no way Brett's going to beat her. Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, it's not...
But, I don't know, like, think about Brett's speech versus something... Like, we saw Casey was tonight was not the strongest speech giver.
But she was more human, though.
That's true. But I just... For some reason, I think Brett will come up with this fire speech and will somehow convince everyone. I don't know. I would like to see that. Mm. Not really. But, like, why not? If I had to.
I just want
to
know how can the other side combat level six? I mean... I think we could probably, spoiler alert, reveal who... Morgan, why don't you tell everyone who won the
Guys,
HOH?
So, God, the season just keeps getting better.
Really, it's, it's like a gift.
It is the gift like that Christmas. Keeps on giving. So tonight we had an endurance comp. It was a slip and slide. And Fessy won.
Ring the alarm. Ring the alarm.
Ding, 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 ding. So very exciting. And there's no hacker comp.
There we go. That's more like we're going to fight. I don't think we're like about to box.
That's more like dinner's ready.
To me, it was like, well, Conor McGregor. Anyway,
okay, I have an answer for your question. How do you infiltrate?
Did I ask a question?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
How do you infiltrate level six?
I'm ADD. Sorry.
I think you go to either Brett or Angela and you play into their ego. You say, you're clearly the smartest one in this alliance. You're clearly the best game player. You have the chance to form an alliance who you can control and you can stay purely devoted to. Clearly, they all have big egos, and they all think they're the stuff and the guys and the girls to beat in the house. So if you convince them and get in their head, like, you are the best one in this house, you have, like, really empower them and empower them enough to break away from their alliance because they're so devoted and they're almost like sheep. I don't want to call them sheep, but for lack of a better word, I think that they are just blinded a little bit by this alliance and by Tyler's charm. So
I think you're right. I think you tell them, that's like, the best.
You're the best one in this house. Why aren't you making moves?
Yeah.
And be like, I am the best one in this house.
I think that would work for Brett. I do not think it would work for Angela. She, I feel like, is so in Tyler's pocket. Mm. Like she even said, I would roll under a bus for him. Yeah. So I think... I mean, she already knows she's a princess.
She can't win. She can't win a comp. I guess she can to save Tyler's life.
Yeah. So,
but I mean, I think but I agree with you. I think I was just trying to figure out like they somehow that again. I will say like I think it would be amazing if like Haley teamed up with Angela and Casey. Not that I think that will ever happen, but they do need to somehow convince Brett. I think like what you were saying, Charles, that he is the easiest flip. But again, he's just going to go back. He's just going to do what he did tonight and go right back to them.
Right.
Mm. I mean, they already have the numbers. The problem is the problem to me is Sam and JC because and a little bit Scotty because all of them think that they have them in their pockets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the best way I think to do it is to really rope those people in.
But it's hard. Well, I can see Scotty and JC being roped in, but Sam is. Touch on her. She is so all over the place. It's like, I don't think anything would get through to, like, the talking only, sense into her.
Right. The only steady thing with Sam is her alliance with Tyler.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Is anybody saying anything in the chat?
Well, so to your earlier question, Max727 says, Tyler should have hid all his cards because now people know he's good at the game, but I hope that JC turns
I'm
on
telling
Tyler.
I think JC will.
Like it.
And somebody said, best HOH news yet. Can't wait to see what happens. That's Mondan Yase says that this is the best HOH news yet.
I think it's going to be a great week. If Fessy listens to the people that are around him, Haley, good things will happen.
It'll be interesting for sure.
Maybe JC will use this as an opportunity to make a big move on Tyler. Maybe JC will literally crawl into Fessy's ear and be like, you need to target Tyler. To watch the alliance that he's maybe devoted to.
That's a great prediction. Yes. Okay, now it's time for Chen Chatter, the segment where we discuss things host Julie Chen has said in the press with her take on Big Brother gameplay and production.
Love it.
Julie told Entertainment Weekly that by far the biggest moment in the history of the game of someone losing their mind was Bailey after the veto meeting.
Wow.
What do you guys think? Do you agree?
I agree. Anytime I see a blood-filled mouth and screaming like she was screaming, I think it goes down in Big Brother history.
There's been fights. I have never heard someone scream that. There's a difference between yelling and screaming. That was not even either of those. She was not even... You couldn't understand her. Yeah. So,
she was seeing red.
I have never seen someone be so angry that they bite their own tongue to make themselves
bleed. And
don't
feel it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's bad. But they also ask her, speaking of Bailey, how much fun was it telling Bailey that Swaggy met her parents? Why did you decide to share that with her now and not after the game? And Julie said, I loved telling her. It was like a little present I wanted to give to her after a really tough week. We did it because we thought it would be a nice, fun thing to do for her. A good moment on the show. We also wanted to see and hear how she thought it went. Was she going to be horrified or happy? It was a nice moment. My prediction is they will get married.
Ew. Oh, God. Oh my God.
So, do you think...
How do you feel about it, Morgan?
So, do you think that Swaggy C and Bailey can go the distance, chat room, and you guys?
Nope. Because, I mean, Morgan knows she was in the house. I think the house is a vacuum. It's not real life in there. You're there with, like, a few other people. And once you get out and realize, wait a minute, I don't live in the Big Brother house. I live on Earth, and I am tied and connected to reality. They're going to realize Swaggy C ain't the one for me.
I think once they realize you don't get famous from Big Brother.
She should take Plan B for Swaggy C.
Anyway. Ooh, put that on a t-shirt.
All right.
I think once they realize you don't really get that much fame from Big Brother, I think it's going to wear off. I think they've known each other for 3 weeks, guys. Yeah. Like that,
Jess and Cody.
They knew each other. They were in the house together longer than that, though.
No, that's true.
Did they do Amazing Race after they got married? Yeah. After they were together for a while?
They got engaged
after the Amazing Race.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
I think.
But no,
there were cameras there. We can ask them.
I don't see a marriage. I think Bailey and Swaggy will stay together probably for a year, but I think it'll be...
A year? No. You give them that long?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Well, because you think people stay relevant after their season about a year. And then when the next season of Big Brother comes, that's usually when things are like, aw.
Good point.
Everyone moved on.
Yeah. Oh, my t-shirt that's sales are down.
Really quickly, would you want Julie to tell your significant other met your family before you went to jury? Like, would you want to know that point?
Like, say that again. Sorry.
So, like, Julie tells her before she's going to jury now. To me, I would be like... I don't know that I would want her to say anything to me, only because then I have to go sit in a house by myself and like think about everything that happened. I don't know. It's interesting. So I don't know what did you guys think?
No, I wouldn't because I would just literally be questioning in my head, like, what happened?
Knowing my family, I wouldn't. I'd be so nervous too.
Yeah.
Be
like, just tell me after.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I want.
Well, that's interesting. So this isn't Chen Cheddar, but I did want to ask you guys. So Haley answered HOH questions on Twitter, and she said they asked her if she could team up with a former house guest from a previous season. Who would she team up with? And she said Nicole from 16 and 18. But I wanted to ask you guys who you would team up with.
Oh God!
Please don't say Derek.
Mm-mm. Give me a second. God, Bryce.
What do you think of Wake and Ponder this? I mean, I don't know. I got to think about this. I think I do love Nicole. I think I might try and pick up, like, I don't know that I would team. I don't know. She may not be the best for my game. But I do like her, and I think she would be a good ally. Maybe Rachel?
Can I expose myself and say to people that I don't have a lot of deep Big Brother history? I started watching recently and was addicted immediately. I haven't sought rehab. But I am fully addicted to Big Brother, but my Big Brother history is shallow. So from like season 19,
Oh God, now that's a horrible season.
That is a horrible season. That's so bad.
I know who I would pick.
Going through the Rolodex, who?
Morgan.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You are awful. I didn't even think of myself either. I don't know why I'm punching you.
I would pick Morgan, of course.
Yeah, guys.
Right. She's so far away from me right now.
I would pick Morgan, too. I know. This is what I get. Ow. She's been bouldering more. Her arms are strong.
I have been bouldering.
She's been Barry's boot camping.
I do a lot of things, guys.
She doesn't like to sit down if you follow her Instagram.
No, I would align with Morgan because we know each other, and I could convince her maybe to go to, like, a Final Eight with me.
Yeah, we can
just
Final
Eight.
Just,
like, give me Final Eight and then evict me.
Yeah. I think I'd pick Rachel, honestly. Obviously, watching my season, I'm about girl power, even though, I don't know, I would try and keep boys maybe in my pocket. But I think girl power, I would want Rachel, and she can win stuff.
Yeah.
And that would be very beneficial if you were working with her.
I agree. I think for some reason, like a guy, I think I would probably align with a girl over a guy, only because I feel like that dynamic is so different. And people may, if you're not in a showmance, they may not, like, if you're just like... complete ally, sort of like Paul and Christmas or somebody like mm-hmm. that. I mean, I think that that would be
But didn't Christmas, like, have a crush on Paul?
Yeah, I mean, it's, it doesn't always... Men and women can't be friends.
That's why I think Gentlemen of the Gay Variety would do very well. There's no other game in there.
All right, so we've seen Sam a lot upset. Well, one of her latest episodes was she was upset that Tyler didn't tell her that that he has a power mm-hmm. app, or that he told her too late, or whatever, and she was very upset about that. So, Morgan, I'm going to turn it to you. What's been going on with Sam?
Yeah. Okay. So
this is news.
This is actually I love this.
TV news.
I feel like a reporter. I don't know if anyone has been following Real Vegas for sure, the spoiler account, but she tweeted some inside details concerning Sam and her emotional and mental state. I don't know if you guys have been watching the feeds, but she's been having a really tough time.
Yeah.
It kind of started, I think the breakdowns were like around August 10th.
Around Bailey's eviction?
Something like that. Well, but even on the episodes, we've seen her say a lot of violent things. Yeah. She wants to stomp on people's chests.
Yeah, curb stomp.
So she's been having a lot of trouble. I think it goes back, so Sam was recruited for the show. She did not apply. She didn't know what she was getting herself into. She's been crying about people being mean and not having morals, so clearly she doesn't really understand Big Brother that much. She said on the feeds that production told her to watch a season before going on, as recommended. She didn't even watch one episode, so she really does not know what's going on.
I love that.
According to Rob Has a Podcast, she said on feed she even wanted to kill herself. She tried to self-evict before the eviction last Thursday, so before Bailey's. And a lot of Twitter is saying that they think CBS needs to let Sam leave if she wants to, saying if she wants to self-evict, but instead CBS is encouraging her to stay. So, Vegas for sure tweeted, Sam will be talked to in the DR by a physician, not just a medic or a nurse. I won't be sharing any outcomes as it is medical, but she's going to be checked in properly. Concerns throughout production on her stability, though she hasn't crossed lines, may have flagged her for eval. And then they said, but with that being said, many house guests have wanted to self-evict or leave the game or get very emotional in the DR. And there's even a winner of BB who is 99% sure going to DOR, which I should figure out what that means. And the other contestants have had medical evals or deeper talks in other seasons. There are protocols. And they basically, Vegas asked for other house guests to come forward and... I found these house guests who have said something.
Oh
so Andy Heron said, this definitely happened with a few people on my season. He was season 15. I won't name names, but I know they talked with producers in the show Psychiatrist. In addition, the entire cast also has a mandatory one-on-one mid-season check-in with a psychiatrist. Which is interesting because we did not have that, so I don't know.
But you do have to go through a psych evaluation, like it's very extensive.
Yeah, well then Jessica Graff from BB19, she came out and said she talked to a psych during her last season. Staying sane in that house is impossible. And then Danielle Licky from my season said, I was fine. I know Shane spent time with a psychiatrist post-eviction. I think it's good to decompress. And then the rest of what she says doesn't matter.
Wow.
But
it's irrelevant.
Thank you so much.
But so it'll be very interesting to see what happens with Sam. I know she's been struggling. It's caused quite a controversy because it's hard. A lot of people are saying, well, this is a pressure cooker. Everyone's stressed out. But a lot of people are saying...
She's a fish out of water.
If it's your mental state and it's somebody saying they want to kill themselves, when does CBS say, you're right, you need to go?
You need to go. And also, like... I didn't know she was recruited for the show. I thought she actually applied. And that probably works against her in terms of, like, wanting to leave as well. Because all she's telling herself is, like, I never wanted to do this in the first place. I was being forced to do this. So, like, I think Sam's stubbornness is going to tell her, like, I'm going to actually do what I wanted to from the beginning and not be on the show and just go back to Podunk wherever she lives. Which, I love Podunk, but I don't think she...
Well, and it's hard, too, because I know CBS, they tell you up front, even when I did it. Just so you know, no one ever self-evicts. Like, you don't want to be the first one. Don't be that person that, like, you don't want to be that. So I'm assuming that's probably what they're telling her. Because, I mean, they probably think of her as this big character.
Right. Yeah.
So they need her to
stay. But at the same time, I mean, this probably does happen quite a bit. Not to be devil's advocate, but just the fact, and not to condone if she wants to leave, they should let her leave. But the fact is that this probably happens so frequently that if they can, like, kind of combat it and make sure that...
They should talk to Tyler about it.
They should talk to Tyler.
And tell Tyler, like, Sam's going through it. You need to be there for her.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's legal, if they can, like, reveal medical things.
They need to talk to Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, just show her. Just show it. Just show him a camera. Just tell him he's going to be on The Amazing Race. Yeah. And he'll No, but I think that I will say that I feel that would be completely, like, I mean, you probably do feel suffocated in the house. I've never been in there that long, but I just know that that has to eat away at you. And I hope that she can get better, and that, you know, I think that she will. I think that it probably comes and goes too, where she's, I mean, yeah. I think there's highs and lows, and she's taking the lows really hard.
Yeah. They're saying on Monday the 13th, a therapist was sent to see Sam. So literally 3 days ago.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
From where we're filming this.
And we saw her tonight, you know, she seemed, you know, she was pretty calm when she was talking to Tyler. He told her, he was kind of like, I'm sorry that I wasn't, that I haven't been forthright with you, or that there's, you think there's something going on. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. We'll have to follow up with the anchor Morgan will have to follow up with that story.
I'm ready.
I think that's it for us, you guys.
Oh, wow. I'm excited for this week.
Me too.
I'm really excited. Well, I guess before we go, maybe we should do some predictions really quickly.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And now you're after Buzz TV.
Is that Caitlin's voice in my ear? No,
I don't know. Did you see that Caitlin was on the? She was on the. She took over the BB Instagram.
Yes, I need to go watch that.
She likes to drink wine during the episodes. I thought that would, you know, throw off her balance of her heart.
Yeah,
she'd be unbalanced.
Okay.
Okay. I want to know who you think is going to be nominated.
I think.
And who's going home? Let's just say that.
I think that Tyler and Angela are going to be nominated. Angela's going home.
Okay.
I think they're going to try and backdoor Tyler. I think he's going to use his app, so that's not going to work. I think it'll be Casey and Angela probably on the block, because that's less blood to get on their hands. Right. Yeah. With Casey, she's already been up there. And I think Angela goes home.
I changed my mind. I'm going with what Morgan said.
I'm going to say something a little different. I do think it will be Angela. I think that they will try to backdoor Tyler. I will say that's the same. But I think that somehow they're going to figure out Brett in this situation. Because Fessy has he has a little bit of a vendetta. It hasn't been shown that much, and I don't think that there's a lot
Brett's
there.
Brett's going for his
Brett
girl.
Brett likes his girl. Yes. Plays a lot.
Well, that'll
like
be interesting, though. Well, Haley's going to want Brett to stay, though.
Exactly.
So will Haley be able to convince Fessy, or is he going to be like, no?
Yeah. I think there's going to be something with Brett this week. I don't know. I don't know if he'll be on the block or go home. I think I'm pretty sure he's going to be on the block. I don't think he's going to go home. I think Angela will probably go home.
Very interesting. I'm ready.
Or Casey. I don't know.
We don't know. We'll find out soon enough. But first. Okay. Anyway, that's it for us, guys. Follow along with us for the throughout the week on Twitter. We're monitoring your tweets and comments, so hit us up using BuzzBB20. We will see you back here next Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Charles.
You can find me at Charles Conley on Facebook. Oh, Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram.
You can find him on Facebook,
however,
too.
I won't be here for the next...
Facebook.
Really? My mom uses
Facebook. Wait, when were you not going to be here? Why? You're just telling us now?
No, I told us earlier.
I told them earlier I'm not going to... This is my last episode for like a few weeks, y'all. So take it all in.
Catch up on.
Soak it in.
Dang it, I'll have to sing Nickelback
now. Who's going to... None of the people in the chat are going to like any of
I'll
us.
I'll call in.
Yeah, I'll call in.
Yeah, I know you have to.
Morgan?
Well, guys, you can follow me at Morgan_Willette if you want to. Oh my God, I'm just going to self-promote while I'm at it.
Yeah,
my sister.
Yes.
My sister Alex from Big Brother, we launched a blog called The Sister Sauce because we're so opposite and we argue and we're like, we might as well just like try and kill each other. So y'all should go check that out.
Yeah, there's a great post about our time at the Big Brother house and going to the Big Brother live show.
All the dirty deets on the live eviction.
And there's a lot of makeup stuff.
Go
so,
get lost
which
in
is
the
I,
sauce,
I
girl.
Learned about. Yeah.
TheSisterSauce.com.
Yeah.
All right. From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios, I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. Good night.
Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. Good.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.